Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. Wombats and Music is my weekly opportunity to bring you my favorite songs and any stories I want to tell you about them and anything else I've got that I think might interest you. Wombats and Music is on WEHC FM 90.7 from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. This is your college and community station. Last week, I ended the show by playing part of a song, and I usually, when I do that, I'll play the whole song the following week. This is Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes by Paul Simon. I've read a little bit about it. It was a story. Actually, he had a girlfriend who was very wealthy. Of course, he's pretty wealthy now, but I guess this is before he was quite that wealthy. And this was his way of thinking of her was having diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Paul Simon had gone to Africa back in the 80s and learned a lot of new rhythms and bumped into some very talented people. Among them was a group called Ladysmith Black Mambazo, and they're singing the chorus in here. And also you'll hear a drummer come in at the second part, a Ghanaian master drummer, Okerama Asante. These are just names, but what I can tell you is something is going on in this song that makes it fantastic. The rhythms, the background. I mean, Paul Simon does a good job. There's no question about that. But he's got stuff going for him on here with these musicians he's with, and he's discovered things, and he's bringing them to us. This was in 1986. He recorded this, and I think it's a great song.
She's a rich girl, she don't try to hide it. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. He's a poor boy, empty as a pocket. Empty as a pocket with nothing to lose. Sing ta-na-na, ta-na-na, ta-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Ta-na-na, ta-na-na, she got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. She's crazy, she got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of your shoes. She was physically forgotten, but then she slipped into my pocket with my car keys. She said, "You've taken me for granted because I please you. Wearing these diamonds." And I could say, ooh, as if everybody knows what I'm talking about. As if everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about diamonds on the soles of the shoes. For his ordinary shoes. And she said, "Honey, take me dancing," but they ended up by sleeping in a doorway by the bodegas and the lights all over Broadway, wearing diamonds on the soles of their shoes.
And I could say, ooh. Everybody, you know what I was talking about. I mean, everybody, you know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about that.
Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes by Paul Simon and Ladysmith Black Mambasa. As some of you know, I'm a bit of a computer geek, certainly a wannabe, and a lot of my life is in cyberspace, virtual reality. When I'm sitting in this recording studio, I feel like I'm in cyberspace. I'm never quite sure what the machines around me are doing. Whether they're recording in stereo or mono, whether the sound I hear in my earphone is the same one you're going to hear when the show plays. It's an interesting experience trying to kind of figure out how I can test what's going on. And the bottom line is, I really can't too well. I just have to have faith that this thing is set up correctly and I've pressed the right buttons. I am the master of technology, only... Technology doesn't want to be mastered sometimes. Well, that was Paul Simon. We'll move on now to Rascal Flatts. That's the name of a group. This is a song called Bless the Broken Road. God bless the broken road that led me to you. And the idea is that people sometimes, a lot of bad things happen in life and a lot of relationships end. And you can look at it at they're all leading to the right one. That's one way to view things. And that's the way they choose to see it in this song. And good. So many songs are about sadness and breakup and disaster. This one's about someone who's, I guess, pretty happy with what's happening in his life. And he's telling us about it.
Like northern stars.
I know is true. That God bless the broken road that led me straight to you. Yes, it did. Just passing through. I'd like to have the time I lost and give it back to you. But you just smile and take my hand. You've been there, you understand. It's all part of a grander plan that is coming true. Every long, lost dream led me to where you are. That God bless the broken road that led me straight to you.
God bless the broken road that led me straight to you by Rascal Flatts. Next song is in sort of the same kind of feeling. It's called Farther to Fall by David Wilcox. David Wilcox was from Mentor, Ohio. He went to Antioch College for a while. That's where one of my sons went. Then he went to Warren Wilson College in Asheville, part of the ACA. And so he's sort of a local guy in a way. And he comments, if people listen to only one kind of music, it seems they're focusing on one kind of emotion. Music is about all the different kinds of feelings we can have. And so that's what he brings us. I think he wrote this song, Farther to Fall. It's interesting. You think about it. When you're walking along a railroad tie on a rail track, you know, you can't fall very far and you feel safe. But what if you're walking on the same thing over a trestle and there's a 200-foot drop? It's the same experience. I mean, your balance should be just as good. But there's farther to fall, and that changes things. And this song catches that. He's in a relationship, and I gather his feeling is that this one's more important. And if it fails, it's gonna hit harder than some of the others. So, Farther to Fall by David Wilcox.
Walking on the railroad rails, leaning into one another, balancing so we won't fail into time's friends and lovers. We're still holding hands past the place I quit before. On this high trestle span, distance down is what we must ignore. Balance is no harder after all. Out across this bridge so tall. Balance is no harder. It's just that you got farther. Now you just got farther to fall. miss that easy smile. Lately it's a tight wire from. But we've come so many miles, we can make it if we don't look down. Balance is no harder after all. Out across this bridge so tall. Balance is no harder. It's just that you got farther. Now you just got farther to fall. Farther to fall. Looking all the way down, maybe you'll drown in it all. But you like to walk this rail for two, as long as words like wife aren't said. Something comes over you when you see that span of life ahead. Now you make your choice. Will you turn around and walk away? Tremble in your voice. Turn to me, smile and say, hey, balance is no harder after all. Walking on this bridge so tall. Balance is no harder. It's just that you've got farther. Now you just got farther to fall. Balance is no harder. It's just that you've got farther. Now you just got farther to fall.
That was Farther to Fall by David Wilcox. I had planned to bring in a book tonight to read parts to you, but I don't have it. Lucky you. So I'm going to have to tell you about it. The next song is called Idumea. Actually, down in Alabama, they call it Idumi, but it's Idumea, and it's from the Sacred Harp tradition. I'll tell you a little bit about that tonight, and in a few weeks I'll give you a more thorough sort of a background as to what Sacred Harp is. Sacred Harp is a particular group of songs in the shape note tradition. That's shape, S-H-A-P-E. Sacred Harp, H-A-R-P, is the name of the book. And shape notes was a way of teaching music to people who had no musical background. And the notes were written like regular music on the staff, just like you see music every day, except that each of the notes had a shape, so the shapes were squares and circles and triangles and diamonds. Those were the four shapes in the Sacred Harp tradition, and each shape had a name. So to sing a scale in Sacred Harp, it would go like this. Fa, so, la, fa, so, la, mi, fa. So instead of do, re, mi, it was fa, so, la, and some people call this fa, so, la singing. Well, in the Sacred Harp tradition, the singers would get together and then sit in a square, and there were four parts, bass, tenor, alto, and soprano, and the four parts would all sit together facing the center of the square, and they would sing this music from the book. And it's still a very popular tradition. I sang Sacred Harp for about 10 years and still sing when I get the chance, and this particular song is from the movie Cold Mountain. They had some Sacred Harp singing in there in a small chapel. The people got together and sang. And this particular group is a group of singers called the Sacred Harp Singers at Liberty Church. So they got together at Liberty Church, and they made some music, and some of it was used in the soundtrack for the movie Cold Mountain. This tradition was very much alive at that point in time, as it is today. So they start off in a Sacred Harp song. At a Sacred Harp singing, the singers sing the first time through the melody, the first time through this tune, they sing their shapes. Then they all sing the words. And so the first time through, the basses might be saying something like, fa, 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 so, fa, la, fa, you know, whatever their shapes are. But each part, of course, is singing their own shape, so they're all singing different words, which gives it a strange kind of chant-like quality. And then once they've gone through, one time with the shapes, then they sang the verses with the words, as any normal group would sing a song. And this particular song, Idumea, Idumea, is one of the classics of the Sacred Harp tradition. And you'll hear them. Now, you have to listen, because I forgot to mention. Another thing about Sacred Harp singing, to some extent, everyone sings kind of at the top of their lungs. I mean, they really blast it. So you'll hear that. And so here are the basses. There are probably, I'm guessing, 10 or 15 people singing bass. I don't know how many were there singing. And probably about the same number in the other four parts. And they're all singing quite loud. So you're going to get a blast of sound coming in here. If you listen closely, you should be able to hear some of the fa's, so's, la's, maybe an occasional mi, coming out for the first verse. Then they go into the words of the song. And the words of the song are, "And am I born to die, to lay this body down? And must my trembling spirit fly into the world unknown?" I forgot to mention that the Sacred Harp tradition is a Christian tradition. So these are hymns, often ancient, I mean, 300 or 400 years old. And they're full of blood and guts and the cross. I mean, it's a tough point of view. So this one's about death. "Am I born to die? A land of deepest shade, unpierced by human thought, the dreary regions of the dead where all things are forgot. Soon as from earth I go, what will become of me? Eternal happiness or woe must then my portion be. Waked by the trumpet's sound, I from my grave shall rise and see the judge with glory crowned and see the flaming skies." So those are the words, and you're going to hear those words sung in just a moment. So this is Idumea from the Sacred Harp tradition, sung by the Sacred Harp Singers at Liberty Church. And you may have heard this soundtrack if you saw the movie Cold Mountain.
Thank you.
Idumea, sacred harp, and see the judge with glory crowned, and see the flaming skies. I mentioned that they sit in a square, the parts all face the center, and the leader stands in the center, and people take turns leading songs. You can volunteer to be a leader and go up and lead a song. And also, if you're a newcomer, or if you're even a visitor, they encourage you to stand, go up and stand in the center of the square for one of the songs. And all four parts are singing right at you, and it's kind of stereo-cubed. It's quite an experience to be standing in the center of the square at a sacred harp singing. Well, that was something, a tradition that's still very, very active in the South. There's quite a history to it. I won't go into all that now. The next song is called Lying Eyes by the Eagles. I've always liked this song a lot, partly because it tells a story, and partly because it has a strange twist. I mean, it has romance, it has love, but it has betrayal, and it has sadness. It's got just a lot of a poignancy to it, of someone who's making the best of their life in any way they can, I guess is one way to put it. And so this is Lying Eyes by the Eagles. The Eagles were a very popular group in the 80s, 70s and 80s, and went on, made many, many big hits. But this is probably, I think, probably their biggest hit, or one of the top ones.
No way.
Lying Eyes by the Eagles from 1975. A lot of things happen in romance and marriage, and there are failures and beginnings and happiness and sadness, and each phase has its music. This particular next song, which is called Still Climbing Mountains, it's by a group called Blue Highway. And I once read a book called Blue Highways, and it was called Blue Highways because apparently on most maps, the blue highways are the non-major roads, the side roads. Red roads are significant roads that are traveled more, like U.S. 11, I guess, is probably a red road. Certainly the interstate would be red. But the side roads, the back ways, 59, 19, they might be blue highways. So this group's called Blue Highway, and it's contemporary bluegrass. So they're sort of from the bluegrass part of the world, which is off the main road, I think. And it's called Still Climbing Mountains. And the idea is that the people are saying, I had a hard time when you our romance ended. I have a hard time. However, I'm still climbing mountains. I'm still trying and still. So I think it's a great theme. I enjoy the idea that still climbing mountains, no matter how hard it gets you, you go back and try again.
And nothing is as easy as it seems. Wish I could stand the heights, just enjoy the sights. There's always someplace else I wanna see.
I've been up and down so many times to this count,
but even after falling down from you,
I'm still climbing mountains.
City lights are bright. You think for once that I resist the call, but it carries me away. Always fails to say, remember just how much it hurts to fall.
I've been up and down so many times, who's count?
And even after falling down from you,
I'm still climbing mountains. Thank you.
I'm still climbing mountains. Still climbing mountains.
That was Still Climbing Mountains by Blue Highway from 2001. We're going to move now. I hope you noticed the banjo in there. Of course, the guitar was fantastic, too. I love banjo music, and I play banjo, and I'm learning banjo. I'm taking classes. And so whenever I hear a song that has a great banjo riff, I love it. I love that one, too. And the next song is all banjo. The woman's name who's playing is Mary Cox. And she's from Florida. I'm from Florida. In fact, I was just there this weekend. And Mary Cox was the state champion, I think it says 3 years in a row. She was two times in a row. She had been playing the banjo since she was 12. She's also a dulcimer champion. Anyway, this is an instrumental piece. I don't play many instrumental pieces on this show. I almost always have a voice in there or voices. And many times I like to have things like that. I Do Maya is all voices, no instruments. But here's one that's all instruments. This is Mary Cox playing The Wind That Shakes the Barley. And I love it. It's a clawhammer banjo, a frailing banjo, which I explained once in a show. Maybe I'll do it again sometime. Bring my banjo in and explain what clawhammer is. But this is a beautiful clawhammer banjo. So listen for Mary Cox from Florida playing The Wind That Shakes the Barley. Cox, The Wind That Shakes the Barley. You're listening to Wombats and Music. I'm your host, Harry Baya. This show comes on Monday nights at 7 o'clock on WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station, coming to you from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia, southwest corner of Virginia. And we're on the internet. If you go to ehc.edu and click on WEHC, you can hear live streaming shows. Whatever's coming on at the time. There are a lot of great shows out there. And my show's on Monday nights, 7 to 8. And I also have, you can actually pick it up anytime if you want to email me. It's hbaya, my last name is Baya, hbaya at ehc.edu, Emory Henry College, ehc.edu. And if you email me, I will let you know where you can catch my show anytime. So that's an offer. Anyway, I play my favorite tunes, and I occasionally play oddball things, which I call wombats. That's why I call the show Wombats and Music. And I've got a wombat coming up shortly. I want to get in before the end of the show. But before I do that, I'm going to play another song I like a lot. Of course, I like all the songs I play on here. I like them a lot, or I wouldn't play them. This is a song by Bob Dylan, and it's called You Ain't Going Nowhere. And he didn't make much of it. He wrote the song when he was actually had a motorcycle accident. He was in Woodstock for a while recovering, and he wrote this song and recorded it on a tape somewhere, and it got picked up. But eventually some musicians heard it and liked it and added some verses. And this is the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band playing You Ain't Going Nowhere by Bob Dylan.
Clouds so swift, rain won't lift, the gates won't close, the railings froze. Get your mind off winter time, you ain't going nowhere. Tailgates and substitutes. Strap yourself to a tree with roots. You ain't going nowhere. Ooh-wee, ride me high. Tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Oh, oh, are we gonna fly down in the easy chair? Up your money, pick up your tent, Dylan. You ain't going nowhere.
Ooh-wee, ride me high. Tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Oh, oh, are we gonna fly down in the easy chair?
And Genghis Khan, he could not keep all his men supplied with sleep.
That was Nitty Gritty Dirt Band singing You Ain't Going Nowhere, a Bob Dylan song. And now comes a wombat. My wombats are the oddball things I throw in. I did this last show, and I'm going to do it for a while. And I'm a singer and a musician. I write songs and perform. I'm not in the same level as the people I usually play, but I have a good time, and this is my radio show, so I get to play songs I want to play sometimes. And the next one is one I wrote. I went to high school in Caracas, Venezuela. I graduated in 1957 and left there and didn't go back. I went back actually for 1 week in 1967, but I haven't been back since then. And there were only 30 in my graduating class, and we spread to the winds. I mean, all around the world, nobody stayed. Well, two people stayed and from my class in Caracas. Anyway, about 9 years ago, with the Internet, we were able to start finding each other again, and we've had reunions. And for the first reunion, I wrote a song. I wrote a song for my Caracas classmates with the memories of my memories of Caracas, and it was my intent to sort of unite us all with what we could remember. Almost all of us had a wonderful time. It was a great place to grow up. The city of Eternal Spring. It was always great weather, and we had good friends, and it was just a joyful part of life. And I tried to capture that in this song. I call it the Caracas Song, and every time we have a reunion, I sing the song. So this is the Caracas Song, written and performed by yours truly, Harry Baia.
Tell me, was it real, though it seems like a dream, in the valley, by the mountains, by the sea, where it was always spring and our friends were all around? Kind universe, you were good to me. When we were all so young in Caracas years ago, we could run, we could swim, we thought we'd fly. In a world filled with such magic and a future oh so bright, it seemed as if we would never die. Oh, tell me, was it real, though it seems like a dream, in the valley, by the mountains, by the sea, where it was always spring and our friends were all around? Kind universe, you were good to me. Bellomonte, Campo Alegre, Las Mercedes, El Rosal, Altamira, Valle Arriba, El Bosque, Los Caobos, Petare, Country Club, La Guaira, and a long winding road to the sea. Oh, tell me, was it real, though it seems like a dream, in the valley, by the mountains, by the sea, where it was always spring and our friends were all around? Kind universe, you were good to me. There were warm summer nights and parties by a pool or in a home of a dear or distant friend. Latin rhythms, 50 songs, how I loved the hit parade. How could we know that it would someday end? Oh, tell me, was it real, though it seems like a dream, in the valley, by the mountains, by the sea, where it was always spring and our friends were all around? Kind universe, you were good to me. Did you climb Niguatá? Did you swim in the sea? Did you dive? Did you bowl? Did you skate? It was magic, Camelot, and a world of living dreams, and the rest of life would just have to wait. Oh, tell me, was it real, though it seems like a dream, in the valley, by the mountains, by the sea, where it was always spring and our friends were all around? Kind universe, you were good to me. Where we first fell in love, where first our hearts did break, the boys were quick and strong, the girls were fair, with a beauty that smolders still when I look into their eyes. Ah, such wonder, such good times we did share. Oh, tell me, was it real, though it seems like a dream, in the valley, by the mountains, by the sea, where it was always spring and our friends were all around. Kind universe, you were good to me.
Well, that was the Caracas song, written and performed by Harry Baya. We're going to end the show tonight with, since Caracas, of course, they speak Spanish down there. I learned Spanish. And so the last song is going to be in Spanish. It's called Chan Chan. It's from the Buena Vista Social Club. I won't be able to play the whole thing. I'm just going to get it started. I'll play the whole thing at the start of the next show. Buena Vista Social Club was a movie and a group. What happened was Cuba, when it got shut down, when the U.S. imposed the embargo and everything, we blocked out all Cuban music as well. They couldn't come here. And maybe 10 years ago, 1997 or so, somebody went down to Cuba and organized and found some of the old musicians. And before they had passed away, many of them were in their 70s, 80s, and got them together and brought them to the States and had them perform. And they were just fantastic. The movie was fantastic. They had a record, a CD. This is one of their songs. I like this one best of all of their songs. This one's called Chan Chan, and it's by the Buena Vista Social Club, and we'll start it off and end the show with it, and then I'll start next week. I'll play the whole song. Chan Chan by the Buena Vista Social Club, and tune in next week and hear the whole thing. There's a friend of mine here, a man at Emory and Henry, a student who plays a lot of Latin music. Unfortunately, I haven't got the schedule with me tonight, and I can't tell you who he is and when his show is. I think his show is at 10 o'clock, or maybe it's at 9 o'clock on Monday nights. Mine's at 7. I think his is at 9. So if you want to stay tuned at 9. You've been listening to Harry Baya with Wombats and Music. And I get to every Monday night at 7, and I hope you'll all be with me next week. I hope you enjoy the music, and I hope we can continue to once again celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Good night.